BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, has said a United States military fighter jet, acting on his orders, has shot down a high-altitude airborne object over northwestern Canada. Mr. Trudeau said Canadian and US forces had been scrambled after the object was identified over the Yukon Territory. Peter Bowes reports.
Justin Trudeau said he ordered the shooting down of an unidentified object that had violated Canadian airspace. In a tweet, he confirmed that Canadian and US aircraft were scrambled and that an F-22 fighter jet successfully fired at the object. Mr. Trudeau said he'd spoken with President Biden and that Canadian forces would now recover and analyse the wreckage. A military mission is also continuing on sea ice off the Alaskan town of Dead Horse to recover debris from the other unspecified airborne object shot down on Friday.
More than 28,000 people have died in Turkey and Syria as a result of this week's earthquakes. The UN aid chief, Martin Griffiths, told the BBC the UN would work to open more border crossings into northwest Syria, where little aid has arrived. Here's Lise Doucette.
With every day that passes, far fewer people are being rescued from the rubble. In Kahraman Maraş, we saw a five-year-old girl being pulled out alive to cries of joy. But we saw far more black body bags and scenes of overwhelming grief. Martin Griffiths, the UN's top aid official, was visibly stunned by the scale of this catastrophe. Mr. Griffiths regretted that a very difficult decision would soon need to be made about when to end the rescue effort to focus on recovery and rebuilding.
Police in Argentina have carried out raids targeting a criminal network suspected of bringing pregnant Russian women into the country to give birth. It's thought the women want their babies to get Argentine citizenship. Seven police officers in Peru have been killed in an ambush in a remote Andean coca-growing region. The area produces about three-quarters of the country's cocaine, as Nicholas Rocha reports.
Peruvian police say the attack was brutal. Eight police officers had been patrolling the remote area close to the town of Natividad when they came under attack from what they described as terrorists. One of the officers survived, but the others died on the spot. The region has a substantial presence of drug traffickers and remnants of the rebel group Shining Path. It was largely disbanded in the 1990s. Decades of conflict between Peruvian forces and the Maoist group had left almost 70,000 people dead or missing.
BBC News. The Ukrainian city of Kharkiv has again come under fire from Russian forces. The regional governor said it had suffered three hits by S-300 missiles. He said one of the city's infrastructure facilities had been hit. Here in Britain, a committee of MPs has been highly critical of the chairman of the BBC, Richard Sharp, for getting involved in facilitating a loan to the then Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, at the same time as applying for the chairmanship of the BBC, a job ultimately in the gift of the Prime Minister. Here's Rob Watson.
The chairman's stated role is to protect the independence of the BBC. The MPs say the current chairman's failure to tell them about the loan was highly unsatisfactory. They conclude Richard Sharp should therefore consider what they call the impact his omissions will have on trust in him and in the BBC. The report also reflects badly on Boris Johnson, accusing him of being the only person fully aware of Mr. Sharp's potential conflict of interest at the time he was appointed BBC chairman.
Mr. Sharp has insisted he was appointed BBC chairman on merit and says he had informed a senior government official about the loan. Belgian prosecutors investigating a major bribery scandal in the European Parliament have charged the MEP Marc Tarabella with corruption, money laundering and participating in a criminal organisation. It relates to allegations that some countries, reputedly Qatar and Morocco, have tried to influence the European Parliament using large bribes, something they deny. Harry Styles has dominated this year's Brit Awards, the British Phonographic Industry's Music Awards. He won in all four categories in which he was nominated: Song of the Year, Album of the Year, Pop Act and Artist of the Year. BBC News.